Yeah, hi Matt. It's been a bit hit and miss for most people across the territory. Depends very much on where you've been and what you've been doing. We've had a good wet season event through the Christmas period. That was our first burst of sort of proper monsoon conditions. And that brought quite a bit of rainfall, certainly to the southwestern parts of the top end. And the system actually moved sort of towards the southeast and then south near the border with Queensland. So that did bring some fairly decent rainfall to some inland parts of the Northern Territory, even into some central areas as well. So we've seen around average rainfall conditions for many parts, particularly sort of central and western parts of the NT. And a few places have certainly seen above average rainfall around the base of the top end there, through places like Tennant Creek, even in the Barkly, and down the eastern side of the Northern Territory. We've seen some above average rainfall conditions. The place that's really missed out, Matt, has been across the northeast of the top end.
Well, Jabiru, for example,
Yeah.
its average is 757 millimetres since October 1, and it's only received 348. That's a huge difference.
It is huge, Matt, isn't it? And that's actually just under half of what they'd normally get. And it's showing at the moment that it's their lowest wet season rainfall total at this stage. So they've really got some quite a lot of catching up to do at Jabiru. And it's interesting there. They were quite close to that area of low pressure that we saw over Christmas, but they just didn't pick up the rainfall that some of those other places did. I mean, we had rainfall totals of around 600 millimetres in 3 days or so, in a few spots, but they just missed out completely. So they're not alone. Jabiru is probably the most marked, but even places like Gove, they're sitting quite well below their average, with quite a way to go to make up all that rainfall during the rest of the wet season.
And my understanding is the rain that fell on the weekend and Thursday, Friday last week, it got a lot of areas sort of out of trouble in terms of recording their driest ever January.
It did indeed, yeah. Certainly some of the places up here, even Darwin Airport was looking the driest on record at one point, but just 3 millimetres managed to tip them over the lowest rainfall amounts. So they escaped the lowest rainfall ever recorded so far for January. And we saw some more rainfall sort of very late on in the month even, up this way, as we continue to see these sort of monsoon conditions bringing in showers and storms from the west. So we're into a period of more active weather, thank goodness. I think it just so happened that we hit a monsoon period at the latter part of December, had a break which just happened to fall for the whole of January, and now as we're heading into February, a new month, but we're starting to see those rainfalls pick up, certainly in the north, but even in the south, the outlooks are pegging some just slightly above average rainfall totals in the months ahead.
Right, yes. The big question from our audience here is what is that long-term forecast, the next 2, 3 months? What's it looking like?
Yeah, so it looks like we could see slightly above average rainfall conditions through the next 3 months, so February, March, April, down in central Northern Territory. So that's quite good news. We're looking at sort of around 65% above the average chance of seeing above average rainfall totals down that way, which is good news. The story is slightly different further north. We're still seeing the effects of a weakening El Nino. So our climate models are sort of suggesting that we might still see below average rainfall totals for the far north, particularly the northeast coast that we've already seen. And that's even the same heading into northern Queensland as well. So overall, El Nino is starting to weaken off, and we've got some warm sea surface temperatures in the Indian Ocean as well. So the two are sort of having a bit of a battle still. The El Nino is sort of the drier one, but all these warmer sea surface temperatures tend to increase our rainfall. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, Matt, depending on where you are, but certainly further south, the news is fairly good. So we're looking at above average rainfall totals for southern parts of the NT, but if you're sitting along the north coast, particularly the northeast, then the risk is still below average rainfall.
I guess in the top end, it can all change quite quickly if you get a big low or a big cyclone. And so, what's the Madden-Julian Oscillation doing, and where is it?
Yeah, the MJO, Madden-Julian Oscillation, so it's a period of more active weather that we look at, which sort of comes around our neck of the woods every 30 to 60 days. We had a more active phase of the MJO around Christmas time, and then it headed off again. So now we've come back round about 30, 60 days, beginning of February, and we're just starting to see that MJO return to our neck of the woods. So it's just coming in at the moment. If you look at all the satellite pictures, you'll see masses of clouds sitting out over the Indian Ocean, and that's a sign of the more active weather starting to come in, and also we've seen a return to monsoon conditions in the north. Over the next few weeks, Matt, it's sort of fairly slow moving, actually. I think it's going to be around our neck of the woods for certainly a couple of weeks yet, but all the guidance is suggesting that it will continue sort of on its eastward movement as we go through the next couple of weeks. So it looks like February as a whole could be quite active, and you're dead right. If we see one event, then it can change the fortunes of these places that have really struggled with a lack of rainfall. So at this stage, we aren't looking at any particular systems spinning up into tropical cyclones. We've obviously had just Tropical Cyclone Stan move into WA recently. That's out of the way. So at the moment, it's just really a pickup of those monsoon conditions, plenty of showers and storms up over the northern part of the territory for sure.
February could be your best chance.
Absolutely. February
in the
is
top end.
The best chance. As we head towards the end of Feb, the MJO will start moving off again, and we may be back into a monsoon break period.
Well, we appreciate your time and the update on the country out today, Ben. Fingers crossed for some rain.
Absolutely, Matt. Thanks.